Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. All right, day after tomorrow. Melanie, I know you're super pumped. I'm somewhat excited. But baseball season opens up day after tomorrow. Major League Baseball is back.
Yes!
And Melanie, you're a huge sports fan.
Go
so
Rays.
You...
So hey, I actually do love baseball.
I know you... I think
like, I can sense the sarcasm that
right.
you're throwing my way, but... I love baseball.
If you had to pick any of the big four sports, you would do baseball over hockey?
Oh, I do love hockey games.
Yeah, I think you're into hockey a little more.
I don't know. I like both of them.
Razorback day after tomorrow, but there's some changes to the Trop, and if you're going, I'm going, you're going to want to know these changes, especially if you're going to be buying stuff like beer. All right, so... Right after Thomas Rhett.
Yeah.
Right after Thomas Rhett. I'll give you the changes. It's QYK. Here's Thomas Rhett, 99.5 QYK. Mark and Melanie. All right, so Trop opening day after tomorrow. It's 4:05, first pitch.
I can't believe it's already here.
I know, man.
Such a great season.
Spring training flew by. Like, it just flew by this year, spring training. And so it's exciting, but if you're heading for the Trop for opening day, I'm going to be there. I'm so jacked up. I think this is my third year in a row doing opening day at the Trop. But you can leave your cash at home because Trop is not taking cash. It is cashless this year. So,
I remember this was a big deal because they were the first stadium in Major League Baseball to adopt this whole cash-free.
There are some other stadiums, yeah, you're right, that have jumped on since. But, yeah, so, like, Apple Pay is good. Mobile payments are good. Obviously, credit cards are good. If you get stuck, like, you come into town, like, I figure there's going to be some people coming into the town, you know, diehard Astros fans that just don't know. Like, coming in from Houston, they don't know.
Right.
So, if you do have money, you can change in, you can exchange your money. For like kind of gift
like
cards,
customs or something, you have to trade in your money and then get money that you can use at the stadium.
And then there's like an exchange rate, like $10
right.
is only a $5 card or something like that.
What's the fee?
And yeah, but so it will be in effect. And of course, for parking, and I didn't know this, but last year the Trop had already gone cashless last year for parking. They only took credit cards.
Oh, okay, got it.
So yeah, so
I always just try to either take the free trolley down there. Or if you have more than four people in your car, you can park for free. They were doing that for a while.
They did do that last year, too. Yep, that's exactly right. So, all right, so no cash and no cash the day after tomorrow starting at the Trop. So
I think it's awesome, honestly. At first, I was a little hesitant because you made a good point about how, well, if you share bank accounts with someone, then it's like, well, I only had one beer. Oh, really? Because the charges say otherwise.
Well, I like the way you dressed up my thing. What I did say was if you go, let's say, with your buddies, right? And then let's say your wife's at home, like on the iPad, and she's texting you, I just saw there was just a $60 deduction. That's like four beers. And then there's like another one. It's like, you've just bought eight beers. It's like, you bought 12 beers. Like, stop buying your buddy's beers.
I'd be like, no, it's not beers. It's just foot-long hot dogs.
Yeah,
they're
just
expensive.
Hot dogs and nachos and pretzels and everything. So.
But now I'm getting on board with it. I think it's cool. I used Apple Pay for the first time at Target the other day. It's very convenient.
Yeah, well, I will say, too, when you're at the game, there's, I don't know why this happens to me a lot, too, but when you go up and the person in front of me has cash and it's some weird amount of cash and the person's trying to get the change and they're counting change and
it
I'm like, oh my.
It always gets dropped on the floor.
Right. It's just like there's quarters and nickels everywhere
like,
and
what?
Random dollar bills and beers falling all over the place. So credit cards only at the Trop. Day after tomorrow, opening day. That's cool.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
This is Carrie Underwood, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Next, we have the audio. Carrie Underwood made a surprise phone call to an up-and-coming country music superstar. Yesterday, we had the audio. We'll play it for you next.
Oh, I love her.
And another country music superstar got a new girlfriend.
What?
Yeah. Carrie Underwood making surprise phone calls, new girlfriends. It's next in Deep Fried Nashville, 99.5 QYK.
Nashville, 99.5 QYK.
Carrie Underwood made an unsuspecting phone call to Luke Combs to tell him that he is
what?
In fact...
Was Luke Combs?
Luke Combs. He's in fact an ACM winner. Here's how the phone call went. And I don't know if it's just me, but Luke Combs was sort of like, I'm eating breakfast. What do you want? Here's how it went.
Is this Luke Combs?
It is, yes.
Okay, this is Carrie Underwood.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
You are going to ACM, right?
Yes.
Well, you are going there as a winner.
was not expecting that. I'm over here toasting my breakfast.
He's over there toasting his breakfast.
And he found out he won Male Artist of the Year. That's awesome.
Yeah. He new Male Artist of the Year.
Right.
And it's kind of interesting, though, because I don't know why I felt like he was just kind of like, yeah, cool. Like,
I think he sounded excited.
This is what I love about Luke Combs. I don't think he cares about awards. I think he just cares about cold beer and making music.
And like, toast.
And toasting his breakfast.
I do love some toast for breakfast.
I don't know.
I would take a side of an ACM award, though.
A little side of an ACM. So Carrie Underwood surprising Luke Combs. And then Dustin Lynch talking about a brand new girlfriend. And that's what he's been, that's what's been taking up his time.
Having fun with this new stage of hanging out, and it's exciting, and it's a lot of fun. So that's where I'm at.
Like Luke Combs, a man of few words about the new girlfriend. So,
hanging out and having fun.
Congratulations to Luke Combs and Dustin Lynch this morning.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. So I had a big anniversary this past weekend. It was fun to celebrate.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. 1 year anniversary of my vasectomy. 1 year.
A wedding anniversary.
No. 1 year. This is the important stuff right here.
This one's the important one. Okay.
Yeah, it's important, man.
Okay, so 1 year ago this weekend, you got your vasectomy.
1 year ago, we decided that maybe 5 kids was enough. That's what we basically decided. We were like, yeah, 5 kids.
Ever teeter-totter back and forth about honestly having a sixth?
No, I didn't. My wife would have 10 kids. She loves kids.
Really?
Yeah, she'd have kept going. And she's always like, yeah, I'm done. And then she's like, oh, I miss babies. I love taking care of little babies. And
babies are really cute.
Yeah, so. She'd have kept going. So, had to put into it.
But you just put a stop to it.
We actually treated it like a real anniversary, you know, like a wedding anniversary or something. Yeah. Went out to a couple of beach bars.
Celebrated.
Ordered drinks and just, you know, yeah, it's like we totally celebrated. But, so the reason I did it this weekend, a lot of other people, I think, are doing the same thing, at least the people who are, you know, who are considering vasectomies, because it was March Madness weekend, the opening weekend of the tournament.
And okay.
So you do that so you can, because you got to sit, you got to be relatively still afterwards.
Oh, so you planned this out so that you could
sit around
on a couch after getting the vasectomy, because it's a surgery, right? Like, is it considered invasive?
Well, I don't care what they consider it. It hurt.
It just is.
I don't know what name they put on it. Let me tell you something. Why don't you just Google what the process is?
I don't really want to be honest.
No, really?
I don't really want that in my search history.
It's wild.
Because the next thing I know, it's going to be popping up in Facebook ads.
It's wild, man. And I didn't realize how many things were involved until, well, it was too late. Yeah. Had I known, and I'm not the kind of guy that goes into something like that not knowing what's going on. There's no way I would have done it. But once I was halfway in, I mean, what are you going to do? Yeah.
Kevin, do you celebrate?
You can't halfway your vasectomy.
No.
Yeah.
Kevin, you got one too, right?
Yeah, it'll be 6 years this year. I don't even.
Happy anniversary, buddy.
I don't even know the date it happened. I know it was sometime in the summer.
You didn't do March Madness? You didn't?
No, it was sometime in the summer. That's how I remember.
Oh, man. You got to plan that out better next time.
Yeah.
If I ever get another one, that would be bad. Think about that. Yeah, but it was really kind of interesting because when I did it last year, and then I was on like Facebook and Instagram, and I noticed a handful of other guys that did the same thing, and I was like, yo, like we're in the V Club together. Like you know what I mean? Like we both did this the same weekend.
Oh my gosh. And, well, my feed is not there yet because right now all my friends are now just getting pregnant. And having kids.
Yeah.
But I guess 10 years from now, everyone's going to be posting their vasectomy.
Right. There's a strange bond when you're sitting on the couch on some type of frozen, you know, vegetable. And you know your buddy's also doing the same thing. Like, there's a strange bond. It's an unspoken bond, but it's a bond. You know, it's happening.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So it was a 1 year anniversary.
Well, so it worked, obviously, right? And there hasn't been a sixth child.
I believe so. Yeah, I believe we're on.
I would think you would know.
I believe we're on track for success.
Congratulations. On the successful procedure.
Here's the thing. There's no more room in the house. I don't know what we would do. Like, I just don't know. We would have to live outside, I guess. I don't know what we would do. Like, I don't know, like, what are our options?
Someone would move to your neighbor's tiki bar or whatever. Doesn't one of your neighbors have, like, a bar outside?
A couple of them do, yeah. Thank God. I need it. That's the only reason I moved there, because all the neighbors had outdoor bars. So, yeah, maybe. I'm interested. I wonder if anybody else got a vasectomy this past weekend just because of the March Madness. They say this is the most popular time to do this because of that. You can just sit there and watch basketball.
You are just so, this is so crazy.
I'm so
to me. I would have never.
Calculated, smart, intelligent.
Planned
it perfectly.
Yeah. I mean, it is really smart, but I don't know. I cannot imagine being that obsessed with something that I'm like, well, you know what? I have to have this medical procedure, but it's got to align
sure.
when I can sit around and watch sports the entire
barely,
time.
I could barely walk. You know, I really needed that. So 800-992-1099. Anyone else do this March Madness weekend? Call us and tell us your story, and then you and I can form a bond also in the V Club. It's QIK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. Happy one-year anniversary to my vasectomy. It's a day I'll never forget.
Woo!
Day I'll never forget.
Dun, 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 dun. I feel like
I should have had a
celebration.
You're right. I should have had a bigger party. It was just my wife and I out on the beach, but you're right. I think next year I will have a band and all that other stuff. Like, I think we'll go big time with that.
It'd be funny. You could do a ball themed party, you know, where but sports balls. So, like, footballs, baseballs, just all sorts of balls.
Balls everywhere.
Funny?
Yeah.
You should have done it. Missed opportunity.
No. There's. What do you mean? I'm going to celebrate this every year for the rest of my life.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So the anniversary party. It's like renewing your vows. You
Next
can just do the whole thing again.
Big blowout.
Oh, okay.
Me.
Got it. Well,
who
okay.
else got a, yes. Who else got a, who else got a vasectomy this weekend? It's March Madness week. It's a very popular weekend for this to happen. And families all across America, even the world, have to face this issue at one time or another, usually. Let's talk to Thomas. What's up, Thomas?
Well, I was actually calling. I didn't get one over the weekend. I got mine a while ago, but I had a buddy of mine. He got his about 5 years ago, it failed at working after about 5 years. His stuff grew back, and now he's got a newborn kid again.
Oh, no!
That's like my biggest fear.
Maybe the worst call I've ever taken on the radio. Oh, man.
I was just joking around. I didn't really realize there was a failure rate. So, wait a second. So,
yeah,
at some point...
Failure rate? I didn't know there was a warranty. It only lasted 5 years.
That's what I'm saying. At some point, are you supposed to re-up? I mean, how does this work?
Nah, so basically, there's, like, different ways for the vasectomy to be done. Like, there's, you know, different intrusive methods. And unless you do, like, a combo job, there's no real guarantee. And so...
the combo job.
He was one of the unfortunate ones.
I'll take the combo, please. Thank you. Was it a large Coke or a medium?
I think I got the combo job just because it hurts so bad. I can't imagine there being a more painful way to do this.
Yeah.
Mark also sounds like a wimp, though, because Kevin said it's not even that bad, and Mark is the one who said it's so bad.
Kevin is
so painful.
Kevin is clueless to pain if he doesn't think that hurt.
There's something
the
to think about. It could
well,
fail.
And it was pretty painful.
Well, listen, Thomas, our thoughts and prayers to your buddy, and we hope it gets better.
Thanks. I'll let him know.
All right. Thanks, man.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
All right, there's Kenny Chesney, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. Happy birthday, Kenny Chesney. Hey!
What? Woo!
Kenny Chesney, can you believe it? You believe it? Is 51 years old today.
I really can't believe it. Kevin was the one who knew. He's like, it's Kenny Chesney's birthday today, and he's 51.
That's the thing. It's so like, I don't... Like, we're not the kind of show that, like, we're just talking about, like, celebrity birthdays.
Well, yeah.
It's because that's just dumb. Like, who cares? But there's something about Kenny that mystifies me. It's like, wait a minute. In my mind, Kenny's always, like, 25 or 30. Tops 30. There's no way in my mind Kenny's ever older than 30, right? So, in, like, my celebrity mind, how I look at celebrities, he's always 30. He lives on an island, okay?
Yep.
Look at all his videos. I mean, it's just...
He's got lots of boats.
Lots of girls, lots of beers. Lots of sunsets, lots of sand, lots of salt water, right?
Just, and he doesn't have that, you know, the dad bod. He's still Kenny Chesney.
He's ripped.
He's 51 years old, but he's ripped.
Yeah, I just, it's almost like I want to recount. How could Kenny be 51 years old? How could it be? I'm so depressed about it.
Good for him.
I'm more down about it than Kenny's down about it.
Yeah,
Kenny
doesn't. Probably not.
He doesn't care, does he?
No.
God. Kenny's.
That's how I feel about Carrie Underwood. I'm just like,
how old is she?
She's.
I will do a quick Google search.
Well, Carrie's
probably like 36.
That's what I think.
Probably in that.
I would say she's. Yeah, she's. I know she's older than 35, right?
But I'm just saying, when you look at people who
she's 36.
Oh, there you go. Who are older than you, and you're like, I want to look like that now, and I'm younger than her.
Kenny is more than halfway to 100.
Yes, he is.
God, can you believe it? Kenny's more than halfway to 100.
And does he still rock it on stage?
God, he's so good.
He's the best.
Hang in there, Kenny.
I know.
I think you need to hang in.
Hang in there, Kenny. Keep thinking about Kenny today, guys.
Mark.
Keep thinking
Mark's going to need a beer after the show today.
Chase Rice, eyes on you. It's QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. Anybody know why all grocery stores used to have a scale in them?
Well, I didn't until this morning. I saw this article and I thought it was so interesting because if you are born and raised in Florida, then you know that Publix is notorious for having those big green metal scales right when you walk into the door.
Right.
Have you hopped on one before?
No, I mean, I go by it all the time, though, in the shopping cart. Like, I see it.
But you see other people getting on it.
Oh, yeah.
A lot
of people put their kids on them and stuff like that. Like, when I was growing up, I think almost every grocery store I went into had a scale, and I never knew why. I just, like, it's just weird. Like, maybe it was just a thing, but I didn't know.
Well, so, back almost 90 years ago when Publix started and a lot of these grocery stores, people didn't have scales in their bathrooms. It wasn't a thing. You couldn't just go pick up a scale at Target and then bring it home. So if you wanted to know how much you weighed, you had to go to the grocery store. My mom will still go to the grocery store and weigh her luggage when she travels to make sure that she's not over. She goes to Publix and does it. Yes.
You could do it at the airport.
No, beforehand to make sure that she's under a certain amount of weight.
We just throw stuff out at the airport if it's over.
Oh, my gosh. My mother throw things away.
Not happening.
You don't know my mom. Yeah, she's not throwing anything away.
So Publix said that they are taking all the scales out except for the Florida stores.
Yes. So they said it has become such a tradition and such a staple to their Publix Florida stores, and everybody uses them here, that they will not remove them. But it is just here in Florida. So all the other Publixes are not going to have these scales. And fun fact, too, the company that produces the scales, they're no longer really making new scales. They're just solely operating the ones that already exist.
Just for Publix?
Just for Publix.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't think about that. I guess back in the day, way back in the day, people didn't have scales in their homes.
90 years ago.
Yeah, 90 years ago.
So, yeah, the good news is that they are keeping all of those large green scales in Publix.
Kevin,
so those are not going anywhere.
Kevin, you're like Melanie, grew up here. Have you ever weighed yourself on one?
Oh, my gosh. It's like every time I go in there.
Even now you do?
Oh, absolutely.
What do you weigh?
I went to the doctor yesterday. It was 216.
All right.
Yeah, my kids love to do it, too.
If you ever ask me on air how much I weigh,
what?
I will.
No, I was never going to do that. I was never doing that.
I'm kidding.
I mean, you could tell us, but I'm just not.
No, I'm good.
My kids can't. And they love to get on it as they pass it, too.
So your kids get on there, too. They
love it,
too.
Yeah. A thing.
When you're a kid, absolutely. My mom, it was a thing. We would always look forward to it. We'd check out, and then she's like, all right, come on, everybody. And everyone would hop up. I mean, she's got five kids, so we'd all, one by one, hop on the scale. And then every once in a while, they'd mess with you. You know, they'd put their foot on the back of the scale and weigh it down a little more. So you're like,
My wife's obsessed with getting on the scale. I don't know why, but she's not. I don't think she's ever done the one at Publix.
Yeah, I weigh myself, just not publicly.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. It's in public. People can see her weight. That's why she probably doesn't do it there.
That's why I don't get on it anymore. Yeah, no way.
My wife doesn't do it.
Kevin just called my wife overweight.
No, I did not. My wife doesn't do it either.
He did. He said, oh, God, it's in public. She wouldn't.
But
do
she
it.
Won't because
I know
women are. They are particular about their weight.
Yes.
It's
because
true.
Because people carry weight differently. And for some reason, that number on the scale just gets in your head. It doesn't matter you just, I like to go off of how I feel, obviously, and like my genes and stuff. But that scale will really mess you up, especially after a weekend.
I tell my wife to. I've thrown scales away because it's like, stop this. This is crazy, right? It's just crazy. I've thrown them away, and then she's bought them other ones. I'll come home like, what's this? Well, I had to get a new scale. Why? It's nothing but bad news on that thing.
I know.
Like, just don't worry about that thing.
I'm like, why do I do this to myself? Monday's the worst. After the weekend, especially now that it's going to be all the Rays games and stuff, you drink a bunch of beer, and then you hop on a scale. You're like, why did I do that?
NFL football season, I'm easily 4 to 6 pounds heavier on a Monday than I was on Friday. Isn't that crazy?
4 to 6?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. I would say I'm about 3 to 4. After the weekend, definitely.
Hey, that's what a case of beer will do to you, big dog.
I guess so.
Come on, man. That's bad.
Meanwhile, Kevin's so comfortable with his weight, he's just weighing himself in Publix's and sharing it on air with all of Tampa.
Sure, I don't care.
Good
Kevin's
for you.
Like, yeah, I've been doing it for years. Yeah, I don't care. Yeah, whatever. Well, anyway, if you're interested in weighing yourself in Publix, the good news is it's not going anywhere, the scales. Florida only. But
love that.
If you leave Florida, you can't weigh yourself in public, so you got to stay here, all right? Luke Bryan is on QIK. 99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, so Publix nationwide taking out those famous green scales that they have in their stores, but not in Florida. They're going to leave them here. It's such a thing that they were like, hey, you know, we got to leave them here. And Melanie, you were talking about you grew up here as part of your childhood. That is a big thing you remember.
Oh, absolutely. Between getting a free sprinkle cookie when you're with your mom grocery shopping and then getting a pub sub and hopping on that scale. I mean, it's Florida traditions.
Let's talk to Melissa. What's up, Melissa?
They actually took the one out of the one in Brandon Sefner area. And I was like, empty when I walked out of Publix that day, and there was like, it was gone.
No. I wonder if that's because it's broken, though, because like I said, the company went out of business. So if it's actually seriously broken, then there's no way that they can fix it.
They're going to have to get a loaner from like a Publix in Georgia or something like that. Bring it down home.
But I was just like, when you guys were like, only Florida still has them. And I'm like, no, they don't, because they took the one out in Brandon. And I was like, it just broke my heart when I saw it. Because I'm like, that was always there.
Well, let me ask you, like, were you disappointed because it just you had that, like, memory of it? Or did you actually use it?
Every once in a while, I use it. And then my son, I would let him use it. He's 7 years old. So it's like, he liked to always jump up there. And it's like, and I'd do that whole put my foot on the back of it, make him feel like it was a little better about me. A little bit more.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a tradition.
I had to call a comment about that because I was like, no, because it broke my heart.
All right, Brandon Publix, we'll work on that, trying to get him a new scale.
I'm going to email them.
Kane Brown is on now. It's QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QIK.
Jackie and Dawn are contestants this morning. Jackie, you were the ninth caller. We're going to start with you first. We're going to give you a category for the name game. You have to name one thing in that category. Then Dawn, you'll have 3 seconds to name something else. Then Jackie, it'll go back to you, and you'll have another 3 seconds. We go back and forth until somebody runs out of names. Jackie, your category is things at a baseball stadium. Go.
Peanuts. Feet. Tickets. Umpire. Baseball cap. Players. Fans. Hot dogs. Screaming.
Screaming is a verb.
It's gotta be a thing.
It's gotta be a thing. Sorry, Jackie.
Good job, though, Jackie. Yay!
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Jackie. Dawn, congratulations. Yay! You've got these tickets. Monster Jam World Finals in Orlando.
Okay, my son's going to be so excited.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, is there a question you get asked that you're just like, if there was one question in the world that you could make never get asked of you again, what would it be?
Oh, man. But this is at work, right?
At work, things that coworkers are like, and it's all the time.
I would say on Monday when everybody's just like, oh man, how was the weekend? And then it's always the same response.
It's the same.
It went by too fast. I mean, it's the same thing. I hate that question.
Kevin, what's one question people have asked you over and over? You're like, if there was just one thing, please don't ask me again. It's just driving you crazy.
Do you have meet and greet passes?
Oh, right.
That's a big one. Because you tell people where you work, they're like, ooh, can I get backstage?
But even people here at work ask you.
Oh, sure. No question. That's
Kevin,
the one.
It's funny because they ask me that, and I say, go to Kevin.
Oh, no wonder.
What am I going to do? I don't know. I can't get anybody to
I'm jumping
page.
On that one. It's always, do you have tickets?
Yeah, that's the big one.
Well, and it's so funny,
too. Do you have Luke Bryan tickets?
And
that's always the question.
During concert season. I have so many more friends during concert season.
Oh, of course.
After, like, hardcore concert season runs out, I don't know. I stop hearing from a lot of these people.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy,
yep.
Right?
My own family. Seriously.
My DMs, like, actually really do explode during concert season. People are like, hey, what's up, buddy? And I'm like, hey, haven't heard from you since 9 months ago when concert season started. Wow, that's crazy. Probably my big thing is people go, how do you and your wife do it with 5 kids? It's like all the time. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, how do we do? Like, we don't have a choice. Like, there's no, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I wish there was this, I don't know.
Like, I'm sure that I've probably said that to you before, because I think that it's fascinating, because you have people you know who have 1 or 2 kids, and they always say how hard it is. So then you see someone who's working in the mornings and has 5 kids, and you're just like, how do you do it?
So is it like sort of a compliment?
Yeah, I think it is a compliment.
Okay.
It's
well,
like
I don't
you're
know.
Succeeding at raising 5 human beings, and you got fur babies too.
Well, so now I'm down to this thing, because I used to do like the long story. And I'm like, well, my wife's amazing. She works hard. And, you know, so it's like on and on and on and on. Now I just go, I don't know. How do you do it with 5 kids? I don't know. That's my answer now. Call us or text us. What's one question people ask you at work all the time? And you're like, oh, God, if that question could please just go away. 800-992-1099. It's 99.5 QIK. 99.5 QIK, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie. And Rachel, what's going on, Rachel?
Going to work.
Yeah.
You know.
Are you excited?
Of course I'm excited.
Are you going to get to work, and are people going to say, hi, Rachel, welcome to work?
No.
No? Okay.
It's not that exciting.
Okay,
really.
I got you.
So what question do you get at your job all the time that you are just sick of getting asked?
It's not just my job. It's every day in general. How tall are you?
Ooh.
Oh.
All right, well, Rachel, because you said that,
I know
what we have to ask you now.
How tall am I?
Right.
Yes.
I am 6 feet tall.
Yeah, so 6 feet
which
tall.
Which is unusual for a woman.
For a woman, yeah.
But I swear I came out of the womb 5 feet tall.
So you've been dealing with this for, like, most of your life, and it's just to the point where you're just tired of hearing it, right?
My entire life.
Yeah.
Do people still say that?
I never had to try out for sports in school, especially basketball. It was always, hey, practice starts on this day. Just be sure you're there.
Oh, she didn't even have to try out. She just makes the team.
It's yeah.
Awesome. Do people always say that line to you of, oh, how's the weather up there?
And sometimes you get so tired of it that I want to be like, oh, man, I just woke up like this. I don't know how it happened.
All right, get ready. On the way, Michael Ray, not just tickets, the Chaska Fiesta.
Yeah, backstage.
You're going to be hanging out with Michael Ray. It's on the way at 8:20 on QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. Well, I said that again, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
Oh, now who wants an extra cup of coffee? Kevin just came in and said, you guys want some more coffee?
Hold on.
Mark said no.
At the end of Josh Turner, the last 90 seconds, I'm getting berated by Melanie, just berated, like... Kevin comes in, he's like, would you guys like another pot of coffee? Kevin's got a special little coffee maker in his little producer studio that we got a glass between us. Okay?
Yeah, but he makes good coffee, not the coffee that's in the break room. This is Dunkin' Donuts. It's legit.
It's good coffee. And so he comes, would you guys like it? I was like, nah, you don't have to, but whatever. I mean, Kevin walks out and she goes, let me never hear you again.
I said, do not ever turn down free coffee from Kevin again.
You never do either.
I know you always.
But I didn't tell you not to. I just said.
Which means you should just do it.
Well, I don't know how you want to take that. I didn't. I just was
you don't have to.
It was fine. I'll go get the bad stuff.
So I said.
She went crazy.
I said down the road,
crazy.
Kevin, when they go, hey, so when did you know that, like, when did you see the signs that you and Mark weren't getting along? I'd be like, the day he turned down coffee.
I get it.
It's funny because I drink more coffee than anybody in this room together, probably, combined.
That's why I'm worried. It's not normal.
I feel good. Kevin just seemed, he seemed like a little sad puppy doggish when he asked.
Well, no.
I'm not saying, don't turn this on me. I was trying to be a nice guy. I'm a nice guy. I just said, you don't have to. You seemed a little down or maybe some other things to do.
I'll be glad to do it.
It's up to Melanie. That's all I'm saying.
Well, no. Too. I mean, now there's no choice. You said 99.5 QIK two times in a row. So
this is true. Here's the deal.
Oh, are you kidding me? I'll get high fives from the boss walking out of the room after that one.
I'll go get coffee, but we have to give away Michael Ray tickets first, so then I'll go get it afterward.
All right. That sounds like a deal.
All that means is that's something I forgot to do, and so this continues.
I don't think you forgot it.
It just continues to pile up.
He was going
to
forget because he didn't have coffee.
A pair of tickets for Michael Ray, some meet and greet passes.
So, yes, we'll take an extra pot.
Read it right off the thing. No, this would be really cool. Michael Ray, Chaska Fiesta, and then, yeah, you're backstage hanging out with them. Caller 9-800-992-1099. Good thing is usually these little backstage things, there's like water, coffee is like all you can drink. Yeah. It'd all be beer, whatever you want. Michael Ray hanging out with him, that's cool. Caller 9, you're in 99.5
QIK.
Never say that again either.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Dude, this new resort in the Keys is off the chart.
I haven't been able to stop looking at these photos.
99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's morning crew. So let me get this right. This is the first all-inclusive resort in the Keys?
Yeah, so it's adult.
How is that possible?
I know.
I can't imagine that there was never one before this, but that's crazy.
Nope, and it is in Key Largo, so it's not down in Key West, but it's called the Bungalows of Key Largo, and it is the first all-inclusive resort, and it is also adult only.
No kids, yeah.
And it is, I mean, this does not look like any resort that I've ever seen.
Kevin, have you heard about this? Because you love the Keys, Kevin. You like the Keys. This would be great.
I love it.
It is so beautiful. This looks like something, I don't know, in another country.
That's exactly what I was going to say. That looks like, you know how like sometimes you'll be on your laptop and you'll see like some article about some blogger and she makes $9 million a year and all she does is travel the world to stay at these beautiful resorts.
Yeah, that's what Bali and all sorts
of
places.
That's what this looks like.
Yeah.
I mean, this is incredible.
It's so beautiful, and it's a big deal because it's all-inclusive, which is so fun. If you've ever stayed at an all-inclusive resort before, I've only done one, and it was down in the Dominican Republic. But, I mean, it's just unlimited food. You don't have to worry about constantly bringing out your credit card or your cash or whatever. It is just all-inclusive. You just tip people.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, something that's really cool about this, too, is, like you said, it includes the drinks and the food. It is a little bit, it's $300 a person per night, and it's a two-night minimum.
I mean, yeah, you're going to have to save up.
Right.
But this would be a really good trip for an anniversary, or if it's your honeymoon or something like that.
Yeah, but the good thing about where we are is you can just drive down there. So, like, so many other people have to use airfare. Mm-hmm. But you can just, for us, you just cross that right off.
The best part is that each of the rooms has a big soaking tub and outdoor garden showers. So you get to just shower outside, and then look at the water. It looks unreal. I've just been on a virtual vacation in my head this morning.
Yeah, and no kids. Oh, nice and quiet adult time. No kids. None.
What do you do with five kids, though, when you go out of town?
Well, you don't go out of town.
This is a true statement.
I don't even know what that means.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK. 99.5 QYK, Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
I feel like the Florida Department of Tourism should pay us to do this segment, you know, because take some of the heat off Florida and the Florida stories, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, got to fly through these really quick. Guy in Missouri, Arnold, Missouri, he worked at Enterprise Rent-A-Car.
Mm-hmm.
Well, his coworkers started getting dizzy and passing out and saying crazy things.
Uh-oh.
So the police are called, like, what's going on? Turns out he was spiking their drinks with LSD. Because
what?
He thought his coworkers had negative energy and the LSD would just, you know, make it more fun. He was right, but he also got arrested.
So it was fun there for a second.
For a second.
And then, yeah, not good.
All right, let's go out to Oregon, or Oregon, as some people say. A guy was in the drive-thru ordering a hamburger.
another man comes up, jumps in the back of his pickup, and demands that he buy him a hamburger. The guy got out of his truck and said, no, I'm not buying you a hamburger. Bad move. Because when he got out of his truck, the guy in the back of the truck, the nutbag,
got in the front of the truck?
Got in the front of the truck and drove off with the truck. Police were called. The truck was found abandoned. And then, of course, they did find the man a little bit later. He did not get a free hamburger. Probably got a bologna sandwich in jail. That's what I'm thinking.
Yep.
I hesitated to put this story in nutbags, but I don't know. It's great. In Great Britain, a 104-year-old woman was arrested.
For doing what?
Because getting arrested was actually on her bucket list. She contacted one of those charities where they, you know, if you're sick and, you know, they try to make a dream come true before, you know. And she said, I've never been in any trouble my entire life. Is there any way I could be arrested before I pass on? They said yes. The police came to her room and arrested her, took her to jail, and it was her bucket list. She's 104, never been in the wrong side of the law, and she was charged. Here's what they charged her with: being a good citizen.
Aw, cute.
Yeah, I hesitated to put it in nutbag. It's nutbaggy, but she's not a nutbag. She's just a sweet old woman.
Yeah, she's just a sweet old lady.
Great, great story, yeah.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
All right, I want y'all to get ready to cry. This is a good cry. This is a good cry on the way.
Happy tears are coming your way.
99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. You know, in a lot of the cancer treatment centers, when you fight your way into remission, they have that bell that's when you're released. You can go home.
Yeah.
Like you are in remission. There's no more cancer. You can go home. And you see a lot of Facebook videos and things online, people ringing the bell and everything, and everyone's happy and there's a lot of tears. This woman had such a grueling battle. And when she finally was told, you beat it, you beat cancer, you stomped cancer to death.
Oh my gosh.
Listen to the way this woman rang this bell. This is unbelievable. My God, doesn't that make you feel great?
Oh my gosh, I'm so happy for her.
Oh, Jesus.
Her and her family and just, oh my gosh.
The nurses, the doctors, the rest
everybody.
Of the team on the floor there where she worked at. And, you know, it's unbelievable to see this woman just, every ounce of strength she had left went into ringing this bell, as it should have. And so it's a great story. You know how it is in the morning, we're driving in, and everybody does. Look, we get caught up in emails, we get caught up in texts, social media and everything like that.
Yep.
Here's something you can get behind. This woman just was fighting for her life every day.
I know. So next time you want to complain about traffic being a little worse today.
We're all guilty of it, and because we're humans.
Yeah, the drive-through taking too long with your coffee.
Yep.
I mean, just think of this.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew on 99.5 QYK. Mark and Melanie, it appears as if Dustin Lynch has found his girl.
Oh, a good girl?
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, Dustin's a pretty private dude. He doesn't talk about his personal life a lot,
right?
Especially when it comes to relationships. Yesterday, he did talk about this new girlfriend.
Having fun with this new stage of hanging out and...
There's a new stage of hanging out. I've never heard it put like that. I'm having fun with this new stage of hanging out. And then?
It's exciting and it's a lot of fun. So that's where I'm at.
See, for Dustin, that's actually in depth. For everyone else, it's like, well, that
doesn't tell us much.
Pretty vague, dude.
Right. But
you didn't say a lot.
He is confirming that he does have a girl.
And that they are in a new stage of hanging out. So there you go.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.